Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From pitch to the center circle studio, Tim Van Horn goes studs up into the soccer world where no one is safe. The 18-yard box is wall-free. This is My Three Subs Podcast, a soccer odyssey with your manager, Tim Van Horn.
Jose raises Kane, spurring a change in one transfer hopeful's list. We've got that. Plus, after one club's rousing success, will they fancy?
I would say that's a pun, but I have no idea what clubs you're talking about anymore.
In the industry, we call that a tease, and That's why we don't give you any meat whatsoever in the beginning. Yeah,
It's all sprinkles.
Champions League, no sprinkles, a lot of meat. Midweek action coming up, and one American coach is still in with a chance to advance.
It'll be interesting.
All that, plus transfers, injuries. John Varlas from the Daily Memphian talking about covering an expansion team that... We're going to talk Arsenal in added time.
We have to. I mean, they don't even do anything.
Hey, it's Thanksgiving. We got to find something to be thankful for with them.
Oh, sure.
We'll do some digging.
Yeah. I'll dig out the grave for that one.
We're standing in the tunnel, turkey drumstick in hand, and we're ready to line up and head to the Center Circle Studio. This is My Three Subs.
We'll be back with today's kickoff from the Center Circle Studios. This is My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey.
Look who's in the podcast studio today. It's the president of Financial Wealth Services and huge Memphis soccer fan, Hal Downing. Hal, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Listen, let's talk about Financial Wealth Services. What do you guys do?
We are a source of capital, almost a matchmaker, if you will, between small, medium, large companies and a source of capital for direct investments for high net worth individuals.
I know for a fact that you've got a ton of experience in real estate and other aspects of the financial industry, decades of experience, and people can trust you with that. How can they pick up the phone and call you?
Number's 901-498-2190.
I know that you're a gigantic soccer fan, and probably the only thing you love more than soccer is helping people out.
Yes. 10% of all gross proceeds in my firm go to the Catholic Diocese here in Memphis, and we're also involved in other charities as well.
All right. What's that phone number again, and do you have an email address?
901-498-2190. Email haldowning7@gmail.com.
That's Hal Downing, president of Financial Wealth Services, 901-498-2190. Hal, thanks for coming in, and thanks for being a supporter of this podcast. Really do appreciate you.
Thank you.
This is My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey. We're underway from the Center Circle Studios.
I am so happy that we are back from international break, and we have the club ball back.
We actually have something to talk about.
Oh, goodness.
Something to watch.
Oh, goodness gracious. And what a great way to kick off the weekend, literally, in the Premier League, with all eyes being on newly minted Tottenham manager Jose Mourinho as he took his Spurs. That just sounds so weird.
Weird.
Took Spurs into the London Stadium to face West Ham. They got out to a 3-0 lead, and just like that, you're thinking, okay, well, that's pretty much done and dusted. However, West Ham did call back a couple of goals.
They got a twofer there, but that was about all they could muster up.
Son, Lucas Moura and Harry Kane all scored. Did you see the assist to the assist that Dele Alli had for the second goal? Dude, it was absolutely sick.
So I thought that their movement on the ball and off the ball there in for the Spurs was just simply magical at times. And I thought, is that Mourinho's doing? It can't be. That's only a week's worth of work.
I tell you what, they went out there and they played with
heart's content.
They were playing. They were on fire.
They looked great. And if that's what to expect out of a club helmed by Mourinho, watch out.
And he's already making the right moves off the pitch as well, because he was asked about Zlatan Ibrahimovic coming to Spurs as an attacking option. He says, no thanks. We've got Harry Kane. That's how you make friends fast, right?
Exactly, right.
But 3-2 win for Spurs. They move up, and for them, that's their first away win since the beginning of the calendar year. It's incredible. Struggling time for them, but that may be just the elixir with Jose Mourinho. At least for now. Now, we look much further up the table. You have to look way up the table at the top of the table to see what Liverpool's got going on. And Crystal Palace with Roy Hodgson, always game for a fight.
Yeah, I mean, you got Sadio Mane, all right, and Firmino scoring to help Liverpool just edge out there, help Palace 2-1. And they looked great. I mean, they have looked great all season long. So I don't know where do you capitalize on, or where, more importantly, if you're taking on that strong Liverpool team, where's their deficit?
You have to jump out and catch them early. You have to catch them in the first 15, 20 minutes. Here's why. Last year it was score, 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 but eventually you push forward so much that you concede. You're starting to see in the last 30 to 35 minutes of a match now you're seeing Jurgen Klopp begin to drop a player back tactically and begin to run deeper as they push forward rather than pushing up so high. They're not leaving as much space in that line between the midfield and the defenders. So I think what they're doing is they're not so worried about scoring five or six against you as they are scoring two or three and shutting down shop.
I mean, I guess you're right. You'd have to score then really hard, really fast, and the amount of like 3-4 in the first 15, which is darn near impossible. But maybe it's possible. I don't know. We've been, you know, teased like that otherwise.
Well, they stay on top. We'll talk about the standings in a moment, but Jamie Vardy, he gets his 12th of the year. That's league leading as Leicester ease past Brighton and Hove Albion to stay second in the league. They won 2-1. So right now, Leicester is looking right now as maybe the best of the three of the pack that's chasing after Liverpool, although right at this point, it's still too early to call. But you have to also remember, too, just a few years ago, Leicester went almost wire to wire, so they have the mental capacity to be able to carry this out. So it'll be interesting to see as the fixture list begins to pile up for the holiday season. But there's plenty more, of course, nearby. Right around Leicester, there's a couple of teams within striking distance.
Well, that's right, Man City, who overcame an early N'Golo.
Nice.
From N'Golo Kante goal to topple Chelsea 2-1 and jump to third. I mean, they made that leap for all mankind. Well, for all of Chelsea kind to third. Kevin
De Bruyne.
I'm trying to butcher this one. Hang on. Raya Maurice, I want to butcher that one again, but I can't. Anyway, they were on target. You have a Man City player coming up in our injury report, too, Tim.
Yeah, we've got that. And of course, Mahrez, the former Leicester City striker, the year that they won the Premier title with Vardy up top.
By the way, were those Boo Birds that we heard?
At Chelsea?
No, at the Emirates.
Oh, at the Emirates, yeah, I think they were Boo Birds up at the top. That finally something making some noise in that stadium, and they were the Boo Birds. You know, Lacazette was able to score a pair of goals, the one basically with the last kick of the match to salvage a draw with bottom feeder Southampton 2-2.
It was just weird to hear, well, anything there at Emirates. So, I don't know, it's kind of weird to hear all the Boo Birds.
Listen, it's the holiday week. I know this is a tough week for you as an Arsenal fan. We're going to go to added time here in just a bit and talk you through this.
Yeah, thanks.
There could be some hope if there's some initiative.
Is there? We're going to have to try and dig deep. Anyway, speaking of a fun 3-3 draw, because everybody loves draws, how about Man United's like last-second draw from them?
That was a seesaw match because, listen, I don't know what your take on this is, but I think Sheffield United is a legit club this year.
Now, I mean, they finally showed it, especially after that Man U game. And Man U, by the way, down 2-0, okay? All of a sudden, you come out second half and looking like, hey, guess what? We found the goal, and it's right there. We're going to score a lot and quickly because they scored three really, really quick goals. And then only to have it equalized there in the 90th.
So. Yeah, I thought that was a fair result, as topsy-turvy as that was. One thing is for sure, I think now everybody knows that if he's in the lineup, you run at Phil Jones and you attack him.
Yeah,
because that was his first match in this year. He looked rusty. Yeah. I would suspect at some point he's not going to be a Red Devil much longer.
By the way, what's with Man U always taking the 25-plus shot? Did you notice that in the first? In the first, they didn't take it within the 18 to save their lives. All of a sudden, they take it within the 18. They score three quick ones.
Well, I saw when the ball would go out of bounds in the second half and the ball boys would throw it over. They had a close-up, you know, with that whoever the camera folks are that are walking along the pitch.
Sure.
The soccer ball had stamps on it. So apparently they were mailing them in from quite some distance. I think you're right on the money. Took me a minute to get to that.
Yeah.
It took a minute to get the punchline, but thanks for hanging with me.
Yeah, there you go. This is a little carry-on joke.
Taking a look at the table, Liverpool on top at 36 points. Leicester City at 29. Man City, 1 point back at 28. Chelsea, after falling to Manchester City, now dropped to fourth at 26. And then you got Norwich, Southampton, and Watford bringing up the rear. But that's just the beginning. Champions League this year.
Match day.
Or this week, I should say. Champions League this week. And there are some big matches on tap here in match day five.
Yeah, five of the six clubs looking to seek to clinch their spots in the knockout round of 16. So who do we get to keep our eye on this week?
I think just entertaining, from an entertainment standpoint, I think Juventus and Atletico Madrid is going to be big. I think you got Real Madrid and PSG. I mean, that could be a final in, or at least a semifinal in any given year. I think that's going to be worth its money. Keep an eye out for the next two matches, though, because these four teams I mentioned are all in the same group, and just about all of them have at least some sort of an outside chance to qualify.
So you got Valencia and Chelsea?
In one, that's right.
All right.
Because you have Valencia, Chelsea, and Ajax all tied atop the table at like 7 points.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Lille in there as well. I would say the first three of those, Valencia, Chelsea, and Ajax, two of those three
I'm always waiting through. For you to finish Lille. Lille what? Lille soccer? It sounds like a new rapper coming up. Lille's on Lille what? Come on, Lille Pump.
But they've changed that now to Baby. Aren't the rap names Baby?
Is it Baby now? I think it's still Will.
I'm so behind the times
that's
on these things.
That's still cool.
But wait, there's more, as the TV ad says. Barcelona and Dortmund have a match this week. Liverpool and Napoli. That's going to be important for Liverpool to go ahead and close the deal. Also, our Red Bull Leipzig and Benfica. And then if you don't have a favorite, you and I may just sit back on Wednesday with a cold one and pull for Salzburg.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Jesse Marsh, American coach, used to coach New York Red Bull, got promoted within the organization, and they still have an outside chance. They are not eliminated yet. Still have a chance to advance out of Group E. It's an uphill climb, but it is not impossible. And there's your Champions League Week 5, or I guess you should say Match Day
match
5,
day five
out of 6, and still plenty of spots left to go to make it into that final 16 of the knockout rounds.
We got to jump to La Liga, Barcelona, and Real Madrid. They're level up there at the top and don't look like they're going to be shaking too much. Big Madrid news, Gareth Bale came on as a sub in the second half to win their mixed reaction. I don't know about Bale coming on as a sub. He's always been a starter. Why isn't he starting?
Just came in off of injury.
I guess.
Just getting him his 30, 35 minutes. But wait,
I think you take him out. I think you start him, but you take him out. You know, you don't put him in.
Now, the Arsenal fans did not go to Spain to watch this match. They weren't booing him because of that. It's pretty funny because I think we know the situation with Gareth Bale. He and Zidane don't get along all that well. Gareth, although he may like to leave, he makes a ton of money. It's hard for him to leave, so he's drawing a paycheck either way.
Right.
However, when he was playing with Wales, by the way, which is managed by former Manchester United player Ryan Giggs, they just qualified for the Euro 2020s. Wales did, which is a big deal. This is like the second time in a row they've done that. And after they qualified, Gareth Bale was standing along with a banner that someone had made, because Bale plays for Wales.
Sure.
And fans and, I guess, other players and management in La Liga have made fun of him for how much he likes to play golf. So there was a banner that was held up. It said, Wales, golf, Real Madrid, in that order.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Oh, yeah, so he took a dig there. And you know what? When you make that much money and you don't care whether you stay
care.
Or go.
Yeah, I mean, he's making the proverbial do not care money and read between the lines, the two-letter word money over there. Yeah, why would you care? You go spend his whole time in Wales and golf.
As much as what he's doing in that sandbox, I hope he brought a rake. Also, on the other side of the top of La Liga there with Barcelona, Luis Suarez, you know, he's had kind of a nagging injury with his leg. He is back now from injury. He scored in their win. Now, they're sitting on top only on goal differential. They're at 28 along with Real Madrid. By the way, Sevilla sit third after an early penalty kick helped them to victory. They're 1 point back at 27. Atletico Madrid sitting fourth on 25. So even that race is pretty razor thin. That you know, you could go from first to fourth in the span of a week or two in there, no problem at all. And that's what's happening in La Liga. Serie A, we talked about Chris Smalling last week as he's looking to make his loan deal permanent at Roma.
Yeah.
And he's really trying to state his case, Brody.
Well, you know, it really, really looks like Roma is going to be the thing. He scored a goal and assisted in another two in their 3-0 victory over Versailles. Balotelli left the pitch for Versailles, by the way. All right.
Who?
Brescia?
No. Did you say Versailles? That's in France.
What did I say?
Did you say Versailles? Bursitis?
Bursitis? Balotelli. You know, you got the little, it's right next to the other noodles that are real thick. The Balotelli noodles?
Yeah.
I like those. Anyway, he left the pitch after Versailles.
Oh, he did. Was he mad? He got subbed off?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, saying it's a motivational problem. You know, the noodles weren't big enough, if you will. What? He should have gone with the like little real big linguine noodles. You know? It'd have been much better.
I'm not much on Italian pasta. I'm more like
I love me some pasta.
Japanese, the udon noodles.
Those are good ones too.
With some chicken or some beef.
Yeah. No.
Don't sleep on shrimp either.
Or the giant ones. He should have really manned up and went with the big, giant, like, pasta noodles. But anyway.
So can I translate what just happened?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Where in the heck is... I think I lost my place here. Oh, yes. Okay.
Serie A, Man United.
Okay, yeah. Chris Smalling got a goal and two assists in Roma's win over Brescia. Mario Balotelli...
The noodle guy.
Yeah. He
left the pitch because his noodles weren't big enough.
You know, I think that's a typo. He was left off of the bench. He didn't even play because of his attitude.
Yeah, he's got motivational problems. He doesn't eat too small a noodle over there.
He never left the field because they never let him on it. he's got some other issues as well. It's not easy being Balotelli right now.
I think he might be transferred sooner than later. I mean, if you're talking about motivation problems on, you know, with a club, that's not a good sign. You're probably out.
Well, here's more on motivation. Seventh place Napoli. Normally we wouldn't talk about the seventh place team, but they are struggling on the pitch, and now their players are struggling in the pocketbooks as the team president, Aurelio De Laurentiis, has fined the first team squad a combined 1.5 million euros for what is basically being termed a mutiny. De Laurentiis instructed the players to go on a one-week retreat to the training ground to improve their form. Okay. In Italy, that is not unheard of. They will send them to the training ground. They can't leave. They're basically under quarantine until they don't suck anymore.
Right.
The players refused to do that, and De Laurentiis fined all of the non-injured first-teamers the maximum allowed 25% of their monthly wages.
That's a large chunk of change, by the way. 25% of your wages.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's a huge hit.
That's one match. That's basically one match pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal for some of these guys, considering the fact that they don't work the rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean that's a pretty big deal. But Napoli, they have a big match against Liverpool later this week. We'll see if that translates into better form in the Champions League. Paulo Dybala continues to do what Dybala does. He scored two more goals. Yeah, as Juventus stay top of the table. 3-1 win over Atalanta. And then Inter stay one back as Romelu Lukaku does what Lukaku does. Lukaku. He scored again.
Lukaku.
Torino falls to Inter 3-0. And then Lazio got a goal in the second half stoppage time to win, and they stay third. So it's Juventus at 35 points, Inter at 34, Lazio at 27, and Roma at 25. And there,
I like their nickname, Juvie.
Juvie?
Yeah, Juvie.
That's the youth club.
Yeah. Juvie.
and that's what's going on in the Italian League. In the Dutch League, U.S. international Serginho Dest almost got his first goal, but he definitely got his fifth assist of the season. As you want to take this name?
Klaas Jan Huntelaar.
Pretty close. Ajax crushed. I always thought this was Hercules, but it's Heracles.
Oh, no, I like Hercules better. Yeah. Keep it over.
Klaas Jan Huntelaar.
Change your name.
And Ajax crushed Hercules 4-0 in the Dutch League. And by the way, teams throughout the top two divisions kicked off and stood in applause for 1 minute to protest racism.
Oh, stand up for a minute. Jeez, that's a long time.
Well, what happened is one of the players, I believe, is in the second division, got some more abuse hurled at him, and this seems to be more and more commonplace. So they all decided on the blowing of the whistle, and this is agreed upon. The officials knew this, assistant referees, the referee, everybody knew. Basically, whistle blows. The team that has the kickoff touches the ball, which shows that there's no delay in the match.
Right.
And then for the next minute, they all applaud. Even the match officials applauded as well.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I thought that was first class.
I love when, like, both clubs get together and do something cool like that. Take the moment of silence, which lasted way longer than a moment.
Yeah, for Remembrance Day.
Remembrance Day. I love that stuff.
Very classy.
Love that stuff.
AZ Alkmaar shut out Utrecht 3-0 to stay second on 32 points in the Dutch top flight. That's six behind Ajax. And then we go on to the French League. PSG, well, they're cruising right along. They sit 12 points ahead of Marseille as they win 2-0 over Lille with another goal by Angel Di Maria. But Neymar! What's up with Neymar?
Nay to the Neymar.
He's an interesting bird. He actually stormed off after pitching. He stormed off and pitched a fit after being subbed out. Went straight down the tunnel.
What I'm Neymar?
What is with the guys now that are getting subbed off and they just walk straight back to the tunnel?
I don't know.
If you're getting treatment, I understand that. But at least say so after the match so that we don't think you're a jerk.
No, he's a jerk. Well, okay, look at Ronaldo. He scores his goal and doesn't do his... because he doesn't like the way his pitch looks. Come on.
Well, it was a potato field. I mean, come on.
Well, the pitch was pretty bad.
You know, if it was a cabbage patch, you may have little kids popping up everywhere just out of the blue.
Bundesliga!
Yeah, Dortmund continues to struggle without Christian Pulisic. They drew 3-3 with last place Paderborn. But Jadon Sancho, who has been rumored to be a hot transfer subject for the month of January, he scored. But again, as I said, Dortmund are now sixth. Big upset, top of the Bundesliga, as Union Berlin, who are struggling mid-table, actually upset Borussia Mönchengladbach 2-0. Now, Mönchengladbach are still top of the table, but just barely. Then we saw some U.S. men's national team goalkeeper action in the next match, as Bayern Munich took on Dusseldorf. Unfortunately for Zach Steffen, the U.S. men's national team goalkeeper, he was on the wrong side of history on this one, falling 4-0. To Bayern Munich, and we need to talk about Bayern coming up in the transfer window because they are without a permanent coach at this time.
Oh yeah, that's true.
They need somebody.
Yeah, they got an interim guy. But anyway, tied with Leipzig, who handled their Hertha Berlin. Hertha, you like that?
Hertha, yeah, absolutely.
No, it's Hertha.
Okay,
there's an H in there. 4-2.
I'm ringing the bell. That's correct.
And how about Gladbach? 25 sitting on the top.
Yes, they are. They're sitting on the top. They got it all zipped up, maybe. Bayern Munich and Leipzig at 24, 1 point back. But Freiburg and Schalke all within basically 1 week's of work, sitting at 22. Did you see the highlight in Liga MX?
I did. I actually was going to ask you about this. I actually saw the match for Liga MX.
This was incredible. Chivas was taking on Veracruz. Veracruz is not just bad. They're like 9 points out of next to last place bad. They're like a month away from getting out of the bottom.
There's like a high school team, I think, that's like, you know what? We could probably do that. I think we could do this, you know? And I'm not talking about a club team. I'm talking about a high school team, Tim.
They're pretty awful. Now, here's the thing, though. Veracruz was pushing because they were trailing 2-1. They had everybody forward. Somehow, some way, goalkeeper Jose Antonio Rodriguez was able to make a save. And then he did what every goalkeeper dreams of, as he just launched a punt from his own 18, cleared the defense, a couple of big bounces, and into the goal.
It was a rainbow bounce. It was gorgeous. And you know, he just kicked this thing. He's frustrated. That's what it looked like. It looked like a frustration kick. Like, get this thing out of here. Bam! And go! Oh, it was glorious.
And it's always fun to see what a goalkeeper does when they score because they're not used to it.
Right. They're like, oh, my God, what do I do now?
Usually when there's a goal, they're picking the ball out of the net. But right. You know, it's way down there. Neither team involved in the top five, by the way. Santos leads with 37, Leon 33, Tigres 32, Querétaro and Necaxa at 31 apiece. And that's taking a look at the leagues around most of the globe. And, oh, by the way, congratulations to Flamengo, who upset River Plate to win the Copa Libertadores.
Yay!
Excuse me, Copa Libertadores.
Libertadores.
Yeah. 2-1.
The free ones? Something like that? I don't know what that translates to. It's been a long time since I've been in Spanish. Anyway, you've been teasing us the entire time, Tim. Can we dive into this transfer window stuff?
Absolutely. Let's get a couple of things out of the way. You know, we talked about Kylian Mbappe the last couple of weeks. Well, Eden Hazard with Real Madrid said he'd love to work with him up top and get him to make that move to Real Madrid. In the meantime, what's Gareth Bale's mindset at Madrid? We just talked a minute ago that he was posing in front of that banner after Wales qualified and he got booed coming on at Madrid. But there could be a place for him to land shortly.
I mean, Euro 2020 is coming up, and that should be pretty cool. One bit of Real Madrid news. Karim Benzema, right? Anyway, he's been offered a two-year extension over there at Real Madrid. So I don't know if that's a great thing. He's playing well, but I guess they just want to seal him up so nobody else has him.
Yeah. He's been very productive for them, I think. I think that's a good move for both clubs. That's just a smart move, and Zidane loves him.
Now, we've talked about Pochettino, obviously, last week, and with our bonus match there. Where is he going? Where is Pochettino going to end up? Does he have a suitor at this point? Because he's kind of like out of the news.
I will tell you this. The funniest tweet I saw all weekend was from one of the Arsenal supporters groups that said, "Dear Mauricio, we are so sorry what we said about your mother. We didn't mean it." Signed, Arsenal.
Yes. Like, please, for the love of God, give us something to hang on. But apparently Bayern Munich is joining the conversation of potential landing spots for Pochettino. I hope not. I really, really pray that Arsenal does something. We got to get into that with you.
We will talk about that at VAR. And I'll tell you why Pochettino may still be in for Arsenal is because Bayern Munich has played so well under Hansi Flick, the interim manager.
And they could just name him. Why don't they name him?
They might. And one of the reasons why they're playing better is that he's been using Thomas Muller, who has been benched, has been thought of as perhaps a transfer target.
Right.
But they've gone back to Mr. Bayern Munich himself. And they have now clawed themselves within a point of the top of the Bundesliga. So if Borussia Mönchengladbach doesn't hold their nerve, you could see Bayern taking the top May 2020.
Wouldn't that seal his deal as being the just coup de grace, if you will, for becoming the actual manager there?
So perhaps Bayern does fancy Hansi. Get it now?
I got it now.
All right. Nemanja Matic. We'll likely leave Old Trafford come January, and there are two destinations that have emerged. There's been interest from AC Milan and also from Atletico Madrid. Now, with one player out, Brody, it looks like perhaps one could be coming in.
From Man U, too. Could do a lot worse than picking up Everton's Brazilian playmaker himself, Richarlison.
He's pretty awesome, isn't he?
I wouldn't be mad if he went over there because, quite honestly, I don't like the guy. But
you don't like Richarlison?
No.
No? How come?
I don't know. He seems very selfish to me, which would make a lot of sense going to Man U. Bunch of ball hogs over there.
But don't you want somebody that's a ball hog to be your playmaker and move the ball around?
Except when you have a whole team of them. So if you got 11 players who don't like giving up the ball, you're not going to do much with it.
Well, the way
your possession is going to go way up.
But the way Man U plays, it's not that they're giving the ball away on purpose. They just can't help it.
Well, yeah, because they kick it 25, 30 yards out. So, you know.
Let's talk about a couple of injuries here. Juventus star Matthijs de Ligt suffered a shoulder sprain. We'll find out more probably in the next few days. Be interesting if he shows up for the Champions League this week. There's been no timetable for his return.
Shoulder would be weird. You know what I'm saying? Like that shoulder sprain. I mean, I understand that it's going to affect the play, but not that much. I played with a busted up arm.
Well, if you remember the Champions League final, that's what took Mohamed Salah out after Sergio Ramos took him down with the arm bar.
True. I mean, you're right, but I just, you know, you play with a bandaged up arm, it's a little sprained, you'd be all right.
We'll see if that we'll see if that's the case. We would hope so, because he is an up and coming star. Pep Guardiola estimates that Sergio Aguero might be out maybe 3 to 4 matches with what looks to be a thigh injury. He came off
a long time.
He limped off in the match against Chelsea.
On his own power. It's not like they carted him off.
But a thigh injury is usually one that if you don't let that heal, it's going to stay with you. And as much as he runs, and they expect him to be on the pitch, maybe
it's just 3 to 4 weeks is a long time. A lot of moves happen.
It is, but they do have the luxury of having Gabriel Jesus coming in off of the bench. I think he can patch it together for 3 or 4 weeks. I think they'll be fine. But you would miss Aguero long term.
I couldn't
agree with you more on that.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we've got John Varlas from the Daily Memphian, and he's going to be talking about what it's like to be the beat writer for an expansion franchise.
Talk about writing history.
And don't forget, we'll have added time, too. We're going to talk about Arsenal's woes and what they might be thankful for if they just go for it. That's coming up on My Three Subs.
And that takes us to the half. More next on My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey.
If you own a company or if you're a decision maker within a company, I think you're going to want to know about Ease of Approval. EaseofApproval.com is the website. Ease of Approval is a communication tool that is web-based. It's designed to replace email where there's an approval process. It's very flexible. You can use it internally or you can use it business to business. Look, email is great, but it was not designed to handle sensitive workflow. With email, you're just one delete click away from losing vital information. Ease of Approval's dashboard is transparent, which means all the users are going to be focused on what's important, managing their workflow, not wasting valuable time trying to track down a valuable email. And Ease of Approval offers real-time oversight. You can see all the outstanding work that's required in the dashboard, and it's flexible. It's great for single companies or multi-divisional organizations. And Ease of Approval goes with you into those production meetings with real-time performance analytics, meaning you can show everybody who's delivering their goods and services on time and who is falling behind. Oh, and your finance and compliance people are going to love this too, because Ease of Approval provides a transparent audit trail and also simple invoice reconciliation into Excel. Accountability has never been more affordable and simpler. Go to EaseofApproval.com and find out what they can do to help you stay on top of your organization. Ease of Approval. Accountability made simple.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.